far is all that we want to discuss with you as an answer to your question. Satam jayga chayga chahrayasya nadya tasamurdhanam abhinisritayga tayordhvamayana mridatvamedi vishwannanyo utkramane bhavandi. From that infinite consciousness, the seat or spring of all light of awareness. Early morning, have you seen the sun rising? With your eyes half closed? Try that. You will find a broomstick of light emanating from the sun and spreading out, isn't it? Rays of the sun. All right, tomorrow try. You must have never winked at the sun. As the sun rise, sunrise, that is too early, Swamiji, to get up. One day try. If that is very difficult, then in any electric lamp in the daytime, you will find rays of light. All are rays. Similarly, channels of consciousness from the source of consciousness, as it were, endless variety, endless numbers, reach every part of the body, isn't it? Can you say that the consciousness is only in the head? Are you not conscious of your toes? At the same time, are you not conscious of your bottom, middle? Have you not conscious at the same time of your head? Consciousness spreads from its seat of presence into every cell in my body. Picturize it. These channels of consciousness emanating from the source, spreading out into every cell, every part of the body, are called nadi. Not nerves. It is not veins. It is not arteries. It is not lymphatic circulation. These channels of consciousness, as it were, though the consciousness is all pervading, the student will not understand it in the beginning. Therefore, for the benefit of the student, the teacher says, though it is existing in their depths, it spreads and shifts and spreads out in all directions. And these channels, they called it as nadi. Shatam jayga cha hridayasya nadyah. From the heart, from the core of your personality, shatam shatam, hundreds of such channels of consciousness are moving. Tasam among them, murdhanam abhinisritaiga, one ray, one nadi goes from the bottom towards the brain and goes beyond it. Meaning, one goes upward. Generally, all our consciousness is downward. We are aware of the body, mind, and intellect. We are aware of the perceiver, feeler, thinker. We are aware of the infinite varieties of objects, emotions, and thoughts. Awareness is downward. But in every one of you, whether you recognize it or not, there is at least one ray of consciousness seeking out. What is this all about? Why am I born? From where did I come? For what part? This question comes to every one of us. Every one of you must have thought about it at least on the early morning seat. Hey, no other time you allow yourself to think. But there is nothing else to do. What I meant was, there is no one who has not thought of it. But When you start thinking about it, oh, the problem is so great, you say that, chalega. Nobody is asking the question, why should I worry? Let somebody worry. You drop. Every human being, he has got white and gray matter in the between the ears. If there is anything, if it is only air, that's a different thing. Everyone. Now the teacher points out. What I meant was, there is at least one ray of consciousness, at least, inquiring the higher. It is these verses or these ideas in the Veda which has become in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra as the Kundalini rising through the Yada and Pingala, the two nadis, Sushumna, the second one, through which you whip up. That Narayana goes up, 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 up from each chakra until at last it merges here. Good, hey, there is no other way. To you, it has to be shaped differently. It is a Krishna with a flute standing there. I never stands erect in 2 feet, 1 foot over the other. Why? That is so. Hey, a form. Another one says, Krishna is a useless one. Hey, it is only Jesus. Cross is the thing to be done. And another one would say, cross and Krishna and everything removed. It is only a formless Lord, we pray, only a direction towards Mecca. Third. And the latest, you know, they get a watch-like thing. So it will show you Mecca, where is it? Oh. In a train. The prayer starts. The train is not going straight. So whenever the train turns, you are no more turning Mecca. But your mind, that is Mecca. That is sufficient. This one symbol or the other is necessary. So then in Hatha Yoga, it has been told, you consider that there is a Sushumna Nadi through which the Kundalini, which is now sleeping at the bottom. Swamiji, I have also felt that what they are going up. So if a Vedantic student feels a hot air going up, remember, immediately run to the doctor. It must go in the opposite direction. That hot air going up. See, any experience of the body, a tickling sensation there, you are aware of it. Go directly to awareness. But students who are not capable of that much of subtle thinking, to them, something is given to lift the Kundalini. When the Kundalini is up, the mind becomes quiet. Quieter the mind, greater the Kundalini going up. Kundalini going up, mind quiet. Same thing happens. But when a student is contemplating upon the mind and intellect and quietening, Kundalini is going up. But you are not, you are ignoring it. You are not aware of it. And therefore you reach that stage. There they are lifting the Kundalini, whereby the mind is becoming quiet. Hold on to each chakra. So that the language, no, that the same words, they are of them, one, Gina, one stream of awareness is going upward towards the source. Tayordhvamayanna amrutatvamedi. Those who are pursuing that awareness. Urdhvamayanna. They go higher and higher in that subtle contemplation and become aware of the higher state of consciousness. Their upliftment from the realm of the body, mind and intellect into higher climes of experiences divine. Vishwangno anya utkramane bhavanti. All them ultimately come to